But the motion you had before the Dáil today was looking specifically at the cost of education. We're going to get on to childcare in a moment, though. But on this, what was your particular point of concern on education as a cost of living issue?
Yeah, well, in my view, fundamentally, everybody should have the ability to access third level education, and that it shouldn't be a situation whereby it's only really if your family can afford it, right? And that is what it is at the moment. So in the motion that myself and my colleague Saoirse Clark brought forward, it was very clear that in the last budget, what the Minister Simon Harris put forward was a reduction in the student contribution charge. Sorry that I called it a fee, but for a lot of people that's what they see it as a fee, that'll be reduced from that 3,000 to 2,000. That's that 1,000 is going back up, all being as is, in the next year. Now, the government didn't oppose our motion, but what I hope that means as a signal, a very clear signal, that they won't put that 1,000 back up come September, October. However, the problem is, if they don't come out with that very soon, as we all know, families have to plan financially. So that is something that needs to be looked at.
You presumably won't.
Yeah, but there's just 2 points. I mean,
possibly addressed in the budget.
Yeah, are part of the budget negotiations. But the two big things in last year's budget, what Simon Harris did achieve, what he said to do, which was to reduce the charges around going to college. He made a major intervention with the €1,000, as well as bringing in a change to the income limits and income brackets. So now there's more people who have access to the grants and Susie grants, which will encourage participation in education. And the third thing, the big discussion tonight from your motion, I think, was around free books. A major intervention last year with the free book scheme for primary schools.
This was for secondary schools.
To finish the point, will cost up to €100 million. And the ask tonight is to bring that forward to the second level. But of course, that's what you do, the step by step. Major.
Right,
work
you'd support that though, would you?
Well, all of us are committed to trying to reduce the cost of education.
Jed Nash, very briefly.
Yeah, the free book scheme was pioneered by my colleague Aaron O'Reardon. It's good that government have adopted that. Just the point on third level for me, we need to view this in the way that Donal O'Malley viewed second level education in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. Make it free. We have the Castles report gathering dust on a shelf since 2015, a report that we commissioned that principally focuses on the idea of how we fund third level into the future. So important for society, so important for an innovative economy. Let's make a decision, once and for all, rather than chipping away €500 reduction here, €1,000 reduction there, to actually have fully publicly funded third level.
I think if you want to do it Donal O'Malley's way, you're going to have to get the minister to do a solo run and not tell the civil servants about it.